Right now, it's time to be joined by the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack. That's Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You can find them on the web at tqag.com or right here on a Tuesday morning on Robinhood Radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back after a week's absence. And what's going on down there in South Florida?
It's amazing what a muscle relaxer will do, right, Greg?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, don't worry about it because, once again, I've got the knee problems that I have, and every once in a while, I just don't want to get up in the morning. But the great thing about me is I set myself to get up at 3 o'clock, so even if I oversleep by, like, 2 hours, I can still get into work.
Well,
that's
see,
good.
My alarm clock was on the road, so when I took the muscle relaxer, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning because I slept wrong on my neck, and so I thought, oh, this will be okay. Little did I realize that I would be down for the count.
I was going to say, what time did you get up? Yeah. Four o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
so anyway,
it's nice.
I made sure that he was up this morning as I'm on the road again on my way to Naples for an estate appraisal. And
Naples, Florida.
Naples, Florida, not Italy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to start off. I found something in a very unusual place that I wanted to start off with today. I was thumbing through Car and Driver. Listen to me. I'm talking like an old man thumbing through. I was at the Car and Driver website, and they had a great story about all these cars from these post-apocalyptic film classics. They're going out to auction. That includes Mad Max. There's and more. 13 vehicles from that set will be up for sale, including if you ever saw that movie, the War Rig tanker truck, and other vehicles as well. The auction is going to be 2 days, the 25th and 26th, and it's a secret bid auction. Nobody will know what other people are offering. The magazine writer thinks that that's a bit cutthroat, but I'm taking a look at all the automobiles from that movie that are being auctioned off, and if you watch that movie, every important vehicle in that movie is being auctioned off.
That's amazing, and you know, it's one of those things that a lot of collectors go crazy for because it has that cult film kind of thing that goes along with it, as well as notoriety, because people can say, oh, it's in this movie. You can queue up the movie and you can see, hey, here's where it is. That's really the important thing about it, especially entertainment memorabilia, is to see how often it's used in the film as well, because that also will dictate how valuable it becomes too, how significant the piece was.
Well, you know, it's interesting that that's coming up because recently, I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but there was a couple of commercials that were done that included sort of a Mad Max theme.
Sequence,
yeah. And I just remember when those movies came out, I like some science fiction, but for me, Mad Max was just kind of on the edge of what I like in science fiction. But after 10 minutes of watching any of the Mad Max movie, the first one, I was so hooked that, I loved them. I really, really did. And I'm glad to see that these are coming up because they kind of been squirreled away for a while, and now no one's really even thought of them for a while. But, you know, the references for Mad Max have never stopped since the beginning of the franchise. So I think this is going to be a great auction, and there's going to be a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, it's also like a crossover. It is. It's a crossover collectible. So you have people that are car collectors, but also people that are sci-fi and love the movie. So that's what is going to drive, I think, the excitement for this. And I'm it'll be interesting to see what the prices are, because having a sealed bid auction like this, it does make it a different type of auction.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
But do you think, because it is a sealed bid auction, because of the magnitude of what this auction is, I don't really believe that they're going to be sealed for long. I think once some of these things sell, I think there's going to be some news stories about how much some of these vehicles sold for. It might not say who bought them, but I can't believe that something is, in my estimation, as important entertainment memorabilia as this is, that it's not going to be leaked somehow.
You know, I on top of this, which caught my eye, another thing caught my eye, and that is because I'm in broadcasting and I know what a reel-to-reel tape is. Most people have no idea what a reel-to-reel tape is. Unheard John Lennon interview tapes are going up for auction, and I would think that these are going to bring big money. The tapes are going to be auctioned off on September 28th. The story has the pictures of all the different tapes. And these tapes, by the way, folks, when you talk about reel-to-reel tapes, these tapes have been stored protectively. So if you are a John Lennon fan and you are a Beatles fan and you want to auction and you have a reel-to-reel tape player, I find this auction to be pretty interesting.
Well, the thing to remember with this, especially with anything that is celebrity, with a celebrity slant, is that they are just auctioning off the actual tapes themselves, not the broadcast or reproduction rights to make it digital and to put those out there to make money on. It's just the actual items. So it's one of those things that you have to keep in mind because you're not getting the intellectual property. It's just the tangible personal property that you are purchasing.
And I think
so. What you're saying is that these are not going to be, my new word, sold as NFT. Is that correct?
Well, that's
non-fungible.
A non-fungible token, right.
Well, I think that for anybody that's that is wealthy and is a Beatles fan, I think to have something like this in their collection of John Lennon memorabilia or Beatles memorabilia. Now, to me, I'm a radio guy, and so to me it seems more important because not only as a collector, maybe what it's worth maybe in the future, but it's a piece of music history.
Sure. Oh, it definitely is. And it's that you
Whoops.
Oh, we lost Tim. Got to pull that car over, Tim.
Well, you know,
King voice.
Are you back, Tim?
You're going in and out. You're going in and out, Tim. We're losing you here. So, but you know, the interesting thing about
the Turnpike.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, when they say that they're expecting as much as $40,000, that doesn't seem to me, for something as important as this, to be too unreasonable. I think it's possible that it could probably sell for more, but I think the more important point to make here is because of what these are, I think it would be terrific if they were given or donated to the motion picture and broadcasting.
Yeah. Broadcasting. It's a broadcasting museum.
Because these are, I mean, some of these things are. They represent a time in not only broadcasting but also just the time in our culture that the Beatles had such an impact on. And I think that these are important. This is an important document to have, and to have it just in somebody's private collection. If it were me in the private collection, that's one thing. But if it were me, I would like to see them preserved in such a way that 50 years from now, that they're still going to be around.
Well,
so I'm a little torn as to you know, having them go into someone's private collection as opposed to just being there as a broadcasting document that's an important history.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they've been maintained, and the chances of them being played again out in open air is very slim, because this is magnetic tape, and it does not fare well. It does not fare well if it's exposed to air, especially after being sealed for so many years. I want to go to one more story, and I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, but you guys can help me out. Sotheby's has a pretty big auction coming up on October 18th with the collection that belonged to, is it Richard Fine or Fain?
Oh, Richard Fine.
Yeah, he's. I guess his moniker was he was a collector in dealer's clothing, and Sotheby's is going to be auctioning off 55 works on October the 18th.
Mm. Wow, that's going to be big.
They're expecting $17 million right now is what they're looking at for the collection.
And that's a lot for not that many items.
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, when I go through, and I show my age when I talk about thumbing through, when I go through all the different magazines that I look on a daily basis, this one caught my eye because I thought the same thing. 55 pieces, there's going to be some lower price pieces, but boy, for 55 pieces, $17 to $20 million means a lot of these pieces are going to bring in some pretty big money.
Yeah. We'll have to bookmark that, and I'll have to do a little bit more research on that, because that looks like it's going to be a fun, interesting auction. So there's some really cool things, I think, that are going to be in there. So we'll have to follow that one.
Well, we'll talk about it again a little bit next week. It's not till October 18th, so we've got plenty of time to talk about it.
Well, they should October 18th. So the catalog online should probably be coming out very, very shortly. In fact, it might be out by next week, I would imagine, so that people can start to look at it. You know, that's the one thing we've talked about this in the past, and that is the catalogs for online auctions, being able to have access to them, even though you're not going to be bidding on anything, because I think that's a very... it's a great marketing tool, is to, because when we were selling online and we were putting up collectibles and things every week, we would put out an entire, when we did a sale, we would put out an entire digital catalog so that anybody could just go to our website and look at it. And I think that's really one of the major successes of online auction house sales, and that is to have the catalog accessible by the general public, which never used to be the case, because you used to have to buy the catalog unless you registered for the auction. And now you can just go online and register with the auction house, not have to buy anything, and you can follow the sale and you can look through the catalog. So that's a very good thing.
All right. Well, we're going to let Tim travel on to Naples, Florida, and Greg, we're going to let you get back to doing what you do, but we'll speak to you guys next week.
Hey, have a great week.
Take care, guys. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. Once again, you can find them at tqag.com on the web.